One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Tell me your name and where you met.
Take the good ones out, and then when we get
William,
we'll show them to you.
Upson County, Meansville, Georgia.
And again, okay. Say the same thing again. Okay, tell me your full name and where you were born, and your age.
That's William. I was born 1909. 17th of March, Upson County.
Will you tell me something about your parents, where your parents' names and where they were born, where they grew up?
Well, my parents also grew up in Upson County. Willie and Jenny, they were both Upson County people.
What did your father do?
He was a farmer altogether. Mm-hmm. Didn't do anything else but that.
Mm-hmm. What about your mother?
She worked in some kind of factory over in Barnesville when she was a young girl. Up so many years, I don't know how long. I reckon she told, but I don't remember. Mm-hmm. The only thing I know of she got from that work is an old-fashioned auger. One of her sister, Louise, still has it.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the gist of it. There's six of us children to that union, and all still living. Of course, the parents are gone.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about where your ancestors came from? Your where they came from originally? Did they settle around here?
I don't know. They came from Jones County, my granddaddy did, in 1857. But now from there, I don't know where. I'm not sure. There was four of those boys, and they scattered all over the whole country, and there was one in Florida, the only one we ever knew anything about. Now the others, we've heard about them, but we've never seen them.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know. Scattered from here to California.
Where did you go to school when you were?
I went to school at Shiloh, which later was named Gordon, 4 years.
The first four years.
Then I went to Ben Hill over in the eastern part of the county, 5 more years. And that's my college career. Of course, I've picked up a few traits since then. I know several skills, but I didn't learn any of that in school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could back up. Yes, I did. There was one thing that I applied from going to school in carpenter work. That was paperwork and figuring the amount of rolls to a certain size room or rooms. But the other than the math wasn't used at all. Of course now, we'd have to say the speech. We were taught phonics the last 5 years. But none of us speak that fluently, not in the South. They do in the mm-hmm. North, but not in the South. We know it, but we don't use it.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, you know it, but you don't use it?
Well, it's Southern slang.
Uh-huh.
You get through with your conversation and do something else. I heard. You know,